Scientists can't predict earthquakes yet, but the United States Geological Survey has been piloting a system in California for a year that gives early warning before an earthquake hits. The federal agency will update Congress on how it's working later this week. Elizabeth Cochran is a USGS seismologist. She says the agency has been working on developing an earthquake early warning system for a long time.
In this case, what we're doing is we're actually have our sensors hopefully very close to where the earthquake starts. And using information from those few sensors nearby, we can quickly estimate where the earthquake is, how big it is, and then use the fact that information travels faster over the internet and over phone lines than the seismic wave travels. So we can get that warning out ahead of the seismic waves to tell people that strong shaking is coming their way.
How much warning? You said that it's not a way to predict earthquakes, but how much warning can you get in advance of the actual event?
So we're really talking about seconds to tens of seconds of warning. The example we use here in California, which is where this system is really being piloted, is for an earthquake that occurs on the southern part of the San Andreas Fault. Here in LA, we would get about 60 seconds of warning before strong shaking arrived.
How helpful is it if it only gives users seconds to react before an earthquake hits?
Well, yeah, I mean, that's the obvious question, right? What are you going to do with 10 seconds, 20 seconds, up to 60 seconds of warning? But you have to think of all of the various uses. So a lot of the things can actually be automated. So, for example, if you have a train system, what you can do is slow and stop that train automatically before the shaking gets there, hopefully preventing derailments. One of the examples we love to give is if you're going to have dental work done. You know, the dentist is coming at you with the drill. Maybe they could pull back for a few seconds, pull back quickly with those few seconds of warning. So very basic things like that. And then for the general population, things like getting under a sturdy desk or away from potentially dangerous objects that could fall on them would all be reasonable actions to take in a few seconds.
Elizabeth, do you think this could be expanded to Alaska?
There's certainly no essentially scientific reason why it can't be expanded to Alaska. Most of the reason that it's currently being developed in California right now is we have a very nice, dense seismic network. And that's mostly due to the fact that we have a pretty high population as well as relatively high seismic risk. The next place that the early warning system is planned for development is actually in the Washington State region, which would be much more analogous in terms of the actual tectonic boundary as what you have up in Alaska. So essentially, if the seismic network is built up to the point where we can get this information very quickly, then there's no reason that we can't do this in Alaska as well.
Why is it so difficult to predict earthquakes?
One of the main reasons is we have very little information about what's going on at the depths at which earthquakes occur. So it's I always like to give the analogy to weather, meteorology. So the meteorologists have a huge amount of information about the temperature, pressure, wind speeds, all of that throughout the atmosphere. And from that, they have models they can run and predict what, you know, is today going to be hot and sunny or cold and rainy. We have a very difficult problem with earthquakes because we're trying to do all of that underground. So there's no instrumentation, there's no way of actually getting the information we need from those depths.
Elizabeth Cochran is a seismologist for USGS who is working to develop the earthquake early warning system.